Good morning, good morning. You are listening to Tanika Drake on God's Gift Through His Word, and I have a short, brief message, but we're going to talk about dreams very, very briefly, and then I'm going to put on some music for you guys, and I need to say sorry for, I think it was Friday that I was going to put on some music, and I never got a chance to. Anchor was acting up and giving me some problems, so I couldn't get the music on there, but I'm going to put on an encore message, and I will put those musics on there that I had, and then I'll just talk about that briefly. So before we get started, let us pray. Dear gracious Father, Lord, once again, I come to share your word, Lord God. I come to give a motivational, inspirational message, Lord God, that you are always in charge, and you have given us some dreams and some visions, Lord God. But Lord God, sometimes we just need to really trust you and act with faith, Lord God, and stop not listening to you, Lord God, and stop trying to think that we know best, Lord God, whenever we are confused, whenever we have lost our way. Lord God, we need to turn back to you, turn back to your word to understand and figure out what's going on. Lord God, you are the author and finisher of our faith. Lord God, you are the Alpha and the Omega. Lord God, I thank you for your sovereignty. Lord, I thank you for all that you are. Lord God, there are some things that I can't even fathom about your characteristics. Lord God, you are amazing beyond words. Lord God, I just thank you right now. I pray for those that are friends and family who are still ill and fighting some sicknesses right now. Lord God, please touch their bodies and heal them in a mighty way. Lord God, cover me as well. Heal me as I still am coming out of a cold. Lord God, just touch me, Lord God, and heal me up. Lord God, in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray and I say thank you. Amen. So, all right. So, once again, we are going to talk about dreams. I know we've talked about this before, but it seems that there might be someone that needs to hear this, and maybe I am the one that needs to hear it as well. But we're going to share, and I'm going to go to Job, the 33rd chapter, and I'm going to be reading to you guys verses 14 through 18. And I know you guys are very capable adults and people to read your own verses. But since I'm already in the word and I already have it open and I'm already ready, just humor me. So here we go. 14. For God does speak now one way, now another, though man may not perceive it, in a dream, in a vision of the night when deep sleep falls on men as they slumber in their beds. He may speak in their ears and terrify them with warnings, to turn man from wrongdoing and keep him from pride, to persevere his soul from the pit, his life from perishing by the sword. So, we just know that right now, after I've read that, that God speaks to us through our dreams, and he can give you warnings to stop you from going the wrong way. He can also give you other things for your life, other details. But all of those in your dreams that the Lord speaks to you, you have to go and consult with him for what things he wants you to do in your life. Because sometimes we wonder, Lord, what do you want to do with my life? What is your will for my life? Do you know that sometimes God is already giving you his will in a dream? Sometimes we can't wake up from the dream to write it down. Sometimes we can't, but God has definitely given you a dream and a vision. He's given it to you. Are you afraid to go out for it? Are you scared that you're going to fail? Do you even want to try again? If you did go out and say, Lord, I'm going to try, do you want to stop trying? Stop going. You can't stop because you failed once or twice. You have to keep trying until that thing is successful or until that thing is brought to fruition. Either way, you got to keep pushing. There's no way you have to stop, because God does not want you to give up. He doesn't want that. If he gave up on us, he definitely would have never sent Jesus Christ, because he would not be loving us. But he loved us and he sent his son for us. So I just want to talk very briefly about the dreams. And Maya Angelou has some amazing quotes, and this one in particular I like. If you are always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be. Why do we always want to try to be a normal person? If someone says to me, you know what, Tanika, you're pretty weird, you're pretty strange, you're pretty awkward. Well, you know what I am? I am strange, quirky, awkward, I am all of those things. I'm not going to be offended by it because I'm unique. I am unique to you. I am unique to this entire world. There is none other like me. I am one and an original. Each of us are original Picassos, if you will. We are uniquely designed, created, wonderfully and fearfully made. You cannot copy you. There is not another way to do that. Yeah, they might clone you, but once again, that's a copy. You are the original. You know, you are the original. So when God speaks, sometimes we will get a dream, okay? And he talks to us. So what dream is God speaking to you today? I am not talking about any kind of psychic or fortune telling. No, that's not it. I mean a dream, a real solid dream where God has truly sent you a vision for your life. Are you scared to push? To move? To go? I mean, what vision has God given you that you may be stalling? Maybe you're even fighting God on it. Like, no, Lord, this is not what is for my life. Don't fight with God. Some of us do that. Some of us are so bold and tell God, no, Lord, I'm not going to do that. Really now? It almost feels like he would need to talk to you like he talked to Job. It says, where were you when I put the stars in the sky? Yeah, no, you were not around. Where were you when I created the heavens and the earth? I don't believe you were there. Where were you when I did all that I have done? And you're going to sit here and tell me no. Oh, yeah, last he checked, he was the creator and we are the creation. So there is a dream that God has given you, a vision that he's given you. And remember, when God is giving you a vision or a dream, that you don't need to stall. You don't need to fight him on it. You just need to walk out in faith and do it. Even if it sounds crazy, even if it sounds weird, God gave it to you. And if you tell someone your dream, and I always say stuff like this, be careful of who you tell your dreams to, your visions, your aspirations for your life, because those dreams, those aspirations, those visions for your life are only for you. Some people will not be able to enjoy in the visions and dreams of your life. So don't tell them, because I guarantee they're either going to say something really nasty and negative and make you feel very bad, which you don't need to be feeling any kind of badness about yourself, or they might just downplay your vision like, oh, you can't do that. That's not, you don't need to do that. Just go over here. You know, you got to be careful who you speak to. Some people are not so positive. Some people cannot see your vision because it doesn't help them. It doesn't benefit them. God didn't give it to them. So why should they be happy for you, for the dream that God gave you? Why would they be happy for you? God gave you a dream. You all remember Joseph, right? Yeah, y'all remember Joseph. And he told his family that they would bow down to him. Like, really? Then what did his brothers do after he told them about his dream? Sold him into slavery. Because they were jealous, envious. They didn't want to hear that. What do you mean we're going to be bowing down to you? But look, God's plan still goes forth. That dream and that vision that he gave Joseph, it still came to pass. Regardless of how they try to stop it. There are people in your life that try to block those dreams and visions. Remember that. So when you're sharing it, you're going to have some blockers of those dreams and visions. You're going to have to get around them, go through them, go over them, whatever obstacle they are presenting. But don't tell them. And I think I've shared this before, that I remember I told someone, about the nonprofit that I still want to do. And I told someone about it, and she was like, "How many people do you know like you?" And I said to her, "None." She's like, "Exactly. It's like finding a needle in a haystack. You're doing a little too much." So for a long time, I sat back and said, "Huh, maybe I should let this thing go. Maybe the Lord didn't really tell me to do this. And maybe she's right. Maybe this is really a stupid idea. It's not really what I need to do." But you see, when you let people come into your life and let them put the venom that they have, that they think that your vision may sound good to them. It may even sound good, but because you're speaking it and you're sharing it with the wrong people, they don't see your vision. They don't see that dream. They see it as, "No, you can't do that." There are people that want to stomp on your dreams and your visions and your goals. And some people in this world have been stomped by others because people don't want to see them rise and be elevated. They don't want to see God help them to live out their best life with God. They don't want to see you elevated. They don't want to see your life change. They want to hear all the bad things that are happening to you so they can have a pity party with you, but never want to help you to rise above your problems. Don't let that happen. So be careful, because God is still all powerful. Now, we can get scared because we are quote unquote strange, weird, not normal. But see, God needs you to bring forth that dream into existence. You never know if your disobedience in preventing another person's blessing, your disobedience might be preventing another person from being blessed. Because see, if you have a coffee shop and God is giving you a dream and vision, say, "Hey, this is going to be your coffee shop," just as an example, and you don't open that coffee shop, that person that's supposed to come to that coffee shop and get blessed by it will never happen from you. See, the Lord always does something for us. And he doesn't have to, but he does. See, when we are obedient, we also are blessed. But when you're disobedient, you sometimes stop other people's blessings. And I'm not going to say that I have always been obedient to the Lord, because that's not true. That's not true. I have found myself fighting and struggling as well with the Lord's word for my life, only because I didn't want to do something because I thought, "Lord, that's not what you want me to do. I'll just sit over here and do the more safe thing, the thing that doesn't require me to go out and do something above and beyond." You know, I would go looking for jobs, even though I know I should be busy making this nonprofit. I said, "No, Lord, you didn't want me to do that. Let me go find a job. Let me go find a job to go work. The job doesn't pan out. I wonder why." You know, but don't let anybody tell you you can't do a dream. So what I want to tell you is just stop being afraid. Stop being afraid to jump for your dreams. Push yourself, pray and walk in faith and go. Put your faith to work. Remember, faith is an action word. Faith is a verb. Put your faith into work. Faith is strong, and you have the faith. Someone needs to tell you your faith is strong. Use your faith. Faith without works is dead. Remember that. Put your faith to work. Stop trying to be normal, whatever you think your definition of normal is. And go as God says. Stop trying to figure out how to be normal. Some of us are very unnormal, very unique. Some of us have unique personalities that don't jive with others because you have been marked and called to do something different that requires your personality, requires the way you are. It requires you to be not normal. Some things we can't handle as just a normal person. That is just mundane. Some of us don't have mundane personalities. Some of us are creatives. Some of us are innovators. Some of us are motivators and inspirational people. People that transform people's lives just by talking to them. God has placed something deep inside of our souls that He wants you to birth out. Talk to Him about what it is. And before I say any more, because I'm going to have to wrap this up, my kids are out on vacation and they're going to be out for 3 weeks. Yes, you heard me correct. 3 weeks, not two, but three. And it's always amazing to me that I was like, did I vote on 3 weeks? Because I really thought I voted on two. But 3 weeks of Christmas break. So my podcast may not always be quiet in the background, but I will still get that word out. So I want to thank you guys for listening to God's gift through His word. Now I have some music for you guys on today, and this time I'm going to add it, and I'm going to add Aaron Cole, Promised Land, Stephen Malcolm, Can't Take My Dream, Joey Vontez, they're together, Mr. Dark Eye, Live Your Dreams. Which one is this? Jackie Hill Perry. That was about to be a tongue twister. The Solution. And then Tony Tillman, Thankful. So those are going to be your six songs. And I'm going to put them on here. So if you cannot hear them on, of course, on Anchor, which I know you can hear them on Anchor. But if you can't hear them and you're not listening on the Anchor platform and you're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Outcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Breaker, even Lofty Cast for this particular podcast, because I am on Lofty Cast, you definitely have to check out these songs. They'll be awesome songs to listen to. And I love music, you guys know that. So I want you guys to be blessed, motivated, and inspired today. And remember, go for that dream that God has placed in your mind and in your heart. Don't get scared. Work it out in faith. God bless.
T-Drag, thank you so much. I thank God for you. I do. And how you inspire and encourage our brothers and sisters, that's huge. And yes, baby's on the way. I can't wait. It's going to be a boy. So you better be ready, Auntie. But no, God is good. And yes, I'm so glad you said hi and stopped by and checked up on me. I'm going to get back on and I'm going to start putting out this episode here. It's some awesome segments. So we should collab and keep on creating great podcasts for the listeners. God bless. Talk to you soon.
Tenika Drake. Happy Friday. This is Joby Dean. I just wanted to say hi and that tell you that you are amazing, lady. Thank you for inspiring me, motivate me, and definitely keep on doing that great work of God. See you on the other side.
Hi, Tanika. It's Martha from Martha's Place. I want to tell you that I received your voicemail message, and I want to tell you, you are one incredible lady. Take care and all the best to you.
Hey, this is Althea with Wove Inspirations, checking out my girl Tanika Drake. Hey, she's got a book. Y'all need to check it out, for real. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So I think y'all need to go and buy it, like right now. Do it. Right now. Right now. Right now. God bless.
What's up, Tanika? I'll be trying to catch up with you guys. Oh my goodness, the time has flown so fast. I want to personally wish you a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for all your replies. Just thank you for staying connected with the Boom Factor family. I tell you, soon and very soon, we will be in Cali. I pray you guys are all right over there. I don't think you near those wildfires, but I am praying for you guys. I appreciate you. I appreciate your consistency, and just God bless your heart. So with that said, you keep doing what you're doing. Somebody need to hear your voice out there, and I tell you, I thank God for you. So until then, God bless you, and also don't forget to vote.
Tanika Drake, happy Friday. This is Joby Dean. I just wanted to say hi and that tell you that you are amazing, lady. Thank you for inspiring me, motivate me, and definitely keep on doing that great work of God. See you on the other side.
Spoke earlier this morning, and I just wanted to do an update that the word that I had said, I think it was persevere. It was actually preserve. So sometimes I misspeak, and since I did, I wanted to send out a correction. So please, whenever you guys hear the scripture, please go back and check it out for yourself. That's exactly what I mean. If someone like myself or whomever misspeaks because something is you know, in their eye or whatever, just go back and check it out for yourself. It's always better that you do anyway, because you get to know the word, you get to hear it, you get to read it, you get to listen yourself. If you read it out loud, you can hear it and you can get the word into your spirit for yourself. So I just wanted to send that out as my correction. So I will talk with you guys later. You are listening to Tanika Drake on God's Gift Through His Word. Still be blessed, motivated, and inspired to do what God has placed on your heart. Take care. Love you all for listening.